Many people who are building a PC will ask, how many watts should my power supply have? I don't want to fry my parts. I don't want them to not get enough electricity. Now, the answer to this is that it's probably a bit less than you'd expect. Many of the websites that calculate how much wattage your machine will draw are often exaggerating just because they want to play it safe. And a lot of diehard enthusiasts will also exaggerate how many watts your power supply needs because they like to overclock the CPU and the GPU to the very, 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 very max. And most people aren't going to do that. Secondly, many diehard enthusiasts believe in future-proofing, that if they get a really large watt capacity power supply, then they could add anything they want to it. They could add a duplicate of the graphics card they have, which is impractical and most people won't do. But the fact is that graphics cards and processors are getting more energy efficient over time, so buying a large capacity in order to future-proof is not a good idea. However, it is good to have some headroom. So if your machine draws 350 watts, you may want a 400-watt power supply, or maybe even a 450-watt power supply. However, some people really overestimate what they really need. Honestly, I don't think 99% of people, even including enthusiasts, will absolutely need more than a 550-watt power supply. Because the CPU draws about 65 to 100 watts of power, and graphics cards draw, you know, between 100 and 200. I think the 1080 Ti draws 220 watts. And the rest of the system, including the RAM and the storage drives and the motherboard, not much at all. I'd assume maybe 50 watts at maximum, and that might be overly generous. Most PC enthusiasts and gamers will be totally fine with a 450-watt power supply, even with a GTX 1070. You don't need a 550-watt power supply to run a 1070, and you especially don't need a 600-700-watt power supply to run a 1080 Ti. I've built a system for a friend with a 1080 Ti in it, and it ran just fine on a 550-watt power supply. Now, if a power supply with more wattage and all the same features on the other one you're comparing it with is only a little bit more, you might want to spend the money to get probably some more longevity out of it, or maybe a little bit less noise, possibly. But otherwise, you don't need to break the bank on getting the most highest wattage power supply possible.